Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner and founder of Udelay Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Souza.
Welcome back to His Ability, where we talk about God's ability to make our lives useful and full of purpose when we willingly offer ourselves to Him. Last week, I shared some details about my accident, which led to my paralysis in 1985 as a C6 spinal cord injured person. Today, I want to describe my disability or physical challenge in a little detail and then go on to share some of the accomplishments God has given me in my life so far. You really have to understand my physical limitations to appreciate the things that I've overcome and understand the reality that it is truly amazing to see what God will do with your life when you are willing to walk through the doors that He opens. Of course, we would rather not experience the trials that we face, but for whatever reason they happen, He does help us overcome them in as much as we submit our will to Him. But first, I want to take a minute to tell you that we are sponsored by Udelay Home Care Plus, and you can find us on the web at www.AyudaleHomeCarePlus.com. That's AyudaleHomeCarePlus.com, homecareplus.com. If you need home health care services 4 to 24 hours per day, call our office for an appointment and ask for Sherry. Now, in my case, a spinal cord injury affects your ability to move and feel. And in my situation specifically, I cannot move my fingers, but I can lift my wrists back. I cannot use my back or stomach muscles or legs at all. I use an electronic wheelchair, and I have learned how to maneuver it, as well as driving a van with modifications. With my hands paralyzed, I eat using a fork and spoon by holding them in a different way than normal. I can comb my hair and even type using a pencil with the eraser end. So I can actually write pages of typing somehow because I used to type with my fingers. It's all still in my head, and I've been able to utilize that so that I can type pretty much almost as fast as I was before. And that's one of the things that I've overcome. Everybody with a paralyzed situation or a handicapped situation of any kind really becomes an expert at problem solving and finding a different ways to do the same things we used to do before, if we can. So that's my specific injury. And today I've decided to have a guest co-host on here. I'm happy to introduce my husband, Mark Souzek. Hi, Mark.
Hello, everyone.
Thanks for coming on the show today with me, honey. We'll be telling our story in the next program about how we became a couple and joined a family of 7 children. But today we'll talk about how people who are able-bodied feel when they meet handicapped people. Mark, I want to ask you, from an average person's perspective, what runs through a person's mind when you first know that you're going to meet a handicapped person, somebody severely handicapped such as myself, that's in a wheelchair living life from that perspective? I'm in a wheelchair. I'm paralyzed. You were introduced to me by a friend of ours, and we both wanted to meet because I played chess, and you wanted to play chess with me. So I know you were uncomfortable at first. And what was going through your mind, and how did Todd get you to agree to meet me?
Well, he said that you were really good at chess and that you'd probably beat me. So that, of course, was a challenge that I had to meet. But I was quite nervous about meeting you. He told me the condition that you're in, and the thoughts that go through your mind are, what if I say something wrong, or what if I start staring? It's a little nerve wracking at first, but you make it easy to overcome.
Okay, what did Todd say to make you comfortable? How did he tell you you got to meet this person?
Well, he said that she's beautiful and she's a lot of fun, great personality, and it won't be but a few minutes and you'll forget all about her condition.
Okay, good. Once we met, how long did it take before you felt comfortable actually?
Probably about 5 minutes, 5-6 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. Your discussions, your smile, your laughter. Didn't take very long to realize she's just another person like me, except, parts of her body don't work like mine.
Okay. So do you think that my ability to focus or, not talk about my injury helped, or just having my own comfort level with my situation maybe makes others comfortable? I'm just not sure.
Yeah, you seemed very confident with who you are, and you seem to be adapted, very much to your shortcomings. I mean, you were picking up your pop and drinking it and handling things. You were moving chess pieces around, and I admit, I was watching because I had never seen anybody handle a glass like that before, the way you have to kind of grasp around it. And I'd never seen anybody move chess pieces with a pencil before, but so that was kind of cool. But it didn't take very long to forget that you have all these difficulties in your life. I mean, you make it very easy, very comfortable.
I clearly had the advantage, though, in that first game, because I know you were really distracted about that.
I'm trying to remember. I think I won that game.
I don't know. Maybe you did. I don't recall.
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, from that perspective, I know between you and I what happened, but when you're – just for the audience, I know it's difficult. During the holidays, people are getting out. When you see handicapped people in a store, it's from my perspective, my mind is focused on what I'm doing. And I know it's been 22 years. When I was first injured, I felt a lot different about being in public. I really didn't want to be out there with people staring. And, I didn't know how to act. They don't know how to act. It's very awkward. And you tend to lean on somebody that's with you, that's familiar with you already, to get you through those awkward moments, getting the card out, whatever it is that you have to do. It seems to take years for people to learn what they want to act like in public. And every handicapped situation is different. Some people are more obviously handicapped, and they may look more, they may be more difficult to...
Well, it's... As I see a handicapped person or somebody who maybe is walking with a limp or maybe a deformity that's visible, it's you can't just pass by and give the casual nod, or maybe you should.
You don't know what to do, right?
I don't know what to do. Should I acknowledge this person? Should I ignore this person? A lot of things go through the mind. And I think that if you don't acknowledge them, just with a simple nod as you walk by, then you're ignoring them, and that can't feel very good to have people ignoring you. So it puts someone who's, in my perspective, in an uncomfortable situation. And if for me it's only 10 seconds worth, for you it's a lifetime worth.
Right. I know that there's different things that make me uncomfortable with other people. And depending on if a person is looking at you, when they walk by, they're very open to conversation. They don't mind if you come up and talk to them. Once I meet somebody, I don't mind if they ask questions, politely. And if that's what's on their mind, might as well get it out there,
The average passerby who suddenly draws all this attention to you.
Oh, I don't want attention.
When we're walking through the store, hi, how are you? It's like, I don't even know you.
Right. They go, some people actually come running up to me to ask me questions about that, things that maybe they could help somebody else with. And that's fine. It makes me feel, useful. But usually I'm just focused on what I want to do. And I really don't want to have people treat me like, you definitely don't want sympathy looks, you don't want, the pity look. So smiling, a lot of people, I don't know why they're smiling at me. I don't know. I've asked you
it's
before.
They don't know how to respond to you.
I'm like, what is everybody looking at me like that for? Some people look and they smile like, oh, you're out here in the world, isn't that good for you? And I'm like thinking, you have no clue
have
what I'm doing, with my life. Right. Let's sit down and there's a terrible amount of pressure on everybody with it. I'm thinking, you think I just sit home, don't you? And you don't know, I'm, you know, right by now, 22 years later, I'm running a business and people are going, you know, can I help you with, you know, I'm like, it's pride, you know, what can I say?
You know, when you see like a family walking through the grocery store and there's a couple little kids, the kids don't understand that, you know, that you could hurt someone's feelings. And so they tend to stare. They look at the chair and they're like, wow, you know, that's really wild.
That doesn't bother me. But it's the parents like, running behind them going, don't look. Get out of the way. You know, and I'm like, whatever. You know, it's just, it really doesn't end. The awkwardness that people feel probably never gets a whole lot better. But when I'm most comfortable when I'm with somebody with me so that nobody feels obligated to help me, you know, it
reach
is.
Reach for things.
Yeah. Can I? People running, you know, from out of the way to help me with the door. And, you know, it's a mixture of guilt and gratefulness. You know, very nice that people are even offering to help. And at the same time, you know, there's that independent side of me that just wants me, just ignore me. I would rather, you know, so it goes both ways.
Would you prefer that people just ignored you and didn't even acknowledge you?
I mean, it's hard to say.
Yeah. There's a hard balance there to keep.
I really, myself, I prefer just that they don't notice. And from your perspective, I don't know what you're looking for.
Well, I've learned that when I see people who are handicapped now, that they're just people like my wife, and I just treat them like any other passerby.
If they're looking around like they need help, then offer. If they're not, then smile and wave, or you know, go about your business like you would the next person.
All right.
Looks like we're out of time for today. I hope some of this helped some of you out there. Please email us by coming visit our website at www.hisability.com. That'll lead you to the business and to our email address and give you some pictures of who we are. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilee at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.